Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a good day. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his mighty name together. Whose mighty name? The mighty name of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Yes, he is. God is so good. I thank the Lord for this day, and I thank him for his love, his kindness, his peace, and his joy. I thank him. I do. For this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. We, you and I, we will, God's people, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 It's a good day. It's a mighty, mighty good day. Oh, yes, it is. It's a mighty, mighty good day. And we are grateful. We give honor to God. Oh, my God. We give honor to God who is our life, the very breath that we breathe, who is our Father. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Our King, our God, our Master, and our Lord. Hallelujah. We give honor to him this morning. Hallelujah. He that sit high and look low. He who is the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. He, the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. He is the one, yes, that planned out everything for us on this earth, made everything that we need, he and he alone. And we thank the Lord for his mercy, and we thank him for his grace, and we thank him for his love, his kindness, his peace, and his joy. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. God is good. Oh, yes, he is good, and he's good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we were yet in our sins, he sent his son. Oh, yes, hallelujah. And appointed him to be the sacrifice, the ransom for us. Our God loves us. Yes, he didn't even spare his own child. Uh-uh. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. Not just some people, not just some certain denomination, but God so loved the world that he gave. Oh, yes, he did. And we are eternally grateful that God gave. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. God gave. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. That he gave. Yes. Hallelujah. God gave to us, so we bless the Lord, the only one worthy of our praise. Hallelujah, this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for allowing us to come together one more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Yes, and we know that this is now the season for the remembrance that man has chosen to remember the birth and the promise that God gave us. Hallelujah. So I pray that you don't get so bogged down into gift giving and don't get in debt. Jesus paid the price for us to be free. Amen. So let love abide. Let love flow. Oh, yes. And if however you celebrate, hallelujah, don't forget that man has decided that we want this day to commemorate the birth of our Lord and Savior. It's a blessing thing to remember, and we should remember that every day. God so loved the world, he truly did give his son. Yes, he did. And I am just so thankful. I love the book of Genesis. It's the beginning. It tells us the story of it all. It tells us. And yes, there are other books that go into details, but we're not going into that right now. Just want to be grateful for the knowledge that right here has been given in this one book. Hallelujah. We call the Bible this one book. And we're going to stay right there. Amen. God loves us. And we are truly grateful. And we bless the name of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. He is so good. So good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. Just to say, Father, my God, our Father, and he's our Father who art in heaven. Holy is thy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, your grace, your kindness. We thank you, Father, for your love, your peace, your joy. We thank you for the provisions that you have made for us for this day, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the opportunities that you've given us to be able to say or share with someone that they may feel your presence, know your presence, hear your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for using us. Hallelujah. This day. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Father, we thank you for how you woke us up this morning, how we had a roof over our heads. Yes, there may be some issues that we're facing, but you said today, right now, just want to pause and say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our help. Thank you for being our protector. Thank you for guiding us, directing us, and strengthening us. Thank you for giving us favor. Thank you. Not just all of us, your people everywhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We know it's true, and we thank you. Thank you for remembering your missionaries out on the dangerous field, Father. Thank you for protecting them. Thank you for being a shield and a covering for them. Thank you for meeting their every need. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for your anointing power. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you for bringing light to their pathway and darkness to their pursuer. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing them to get the material to the lost, to those who have no understanding, but they're about to hear and read about you. Thank you for those who translate and touch their heart, that there be no error in the translation of your holy word. Thank you, Lord. Let not humans, man, come into play. But we thank you, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, God. Woo! Glory. Glory, glory, glory. That it is written, it is translated in excellence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let there be no misunderstanding on either. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them respect them, each other. Hallelujah. Let none put the other down. Hallelujah. Let them receive your word, Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise your name. The local missionaries who are out in the field, we ask that you strengthen them. Make every provision so where we can provide, let us provide. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for you gave and let us give. Oh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Remember those that suffered. Hallelujah, from the tornadoes. Oh, help them, Lord. In spite of all of it, make their way easy. Please, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let wisdom, hallelujah, be applied, and none is, no resources are wasted or misused. Thank you, Lord, that it gets to everyone that is in need of the help. Thank you, Lord. Bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving those that were kidnapped a way of escape. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord, that the earthquake, hallelujah, was not as bad as it could have been. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Oh, God, how we glorify you. Thank you for healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting free. Hallelujah. And thank you for deliverance. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for ordering our steps. Thank you for giving us ears to hear your wonderful voice. Thank you for eyes to see. Almighty God. And thank you, oh Father, for giving us a heart to obey you. Glory be to your name. It just can't be that difficult or hard. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Remember every youth. Yes, Lord, every young adult. Hallelujah. Remember our black young men and women, Almighty God. Remember their parents, Almighty God. Send help from the sanctuary. Lord God, we apply the blood of Yeshua over them in the name of Yeshua. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. You didn't send them here to be murdered, not to murder. Who let destroy their lives, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We know that nothing is too hard for you. You didn't bring them here to sit in prison and waste their lives. No, you didn't. Hallelujah. Oh, God, send help, direction. Oh, the right leaders, Almighty God, who will help and encourage them to live the life that you have ordained. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise your most holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a doctor. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you for providing. For you, the God, that's more than enough. And we thank you. We thank you for the necessities for today you have given us. Hallelujah. Thank you for the smile. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. It is in the name of Yeshua we pray. And we thank you so much for allowing us to be in your presence. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's mighty name, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his mighty name together. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I don't know. The virus sometimes I think we just need to sit down, shut up, and pray and seek God, and don't even say anymore what we think God is saying. Just let God say what God want to say, and let that be my God from Zion. Hallelujah. We seem to be so confused about so many things. My God, my God, my God, help us. Hallelujah. Show us the way. Almighty God, show us the way. Our ears attentive to your voice. Hallelujah. We're going to read Let's read Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid pithy for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanity, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity. Thou hast not shut me up into the hands of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eyes is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. 12. I am forgotten as a dead man. Out of mind I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they derived to take away my life. But I trust in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hands of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Hallelujah. We read Psalms 31, 1 through 15. Let's do 16. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A psalm of David. My rock and my fortress is my God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. We are eternally grateful. Good morning, my darling sister. Hallelujah. God bless you. We'll read our morning scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not going to do much commentary today. Glory to God. God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, I will. I have this song. And I'm not being facetious. I just don't know what it means. Thank you, Lord. whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. If you're healing, don't do it without me. I don't understand, and maybe I need to read the lyrics, get the lyrics, and just see what it's saying. Whatever you're doing, Lord, don't do it without me. I don't know, and maybe I'm just stuck somewhere, because it has a sound to, you know, if you just listen to the music, it has a good sound, you know. But when you kind of hear some of the lyrics and you say, are we really getting caught up in the emotion of the song? Are we really serious? Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it in this season. Don't do it without me. Do we really understand what we're saying? That's a blank check. You don't know what he's doing, because it says if it's healing. I mean, whatever you're doing, if you're healing in this season, don't do it without me. What role are you going to play? I like I said, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't understand what it means. I do understand if you commit to God, and it may not be what you think it's going to be. Because we seem so often to have, all of us have done it, have preconceived ideas that we still try to attempt to put God in a box. So he's going to make it convenient for me. And it'll work according to my schedule and my plan. You hear what I'm saying? So we don't want the Lord, whatever he's doing, but it has to be on my turn. Even, I don't know what he's doing. Whatever you're doing, but it has to be on my turn. It has to be relative. I guess that's the right word. So I want to read the lyrics and see just what, and the person who wrote it could have been very sincere. I just don't understand what the song means. I know if I make a promise to God, the scripture tells me, don't make one if I'm not going to keep it. Before you put your hands to the plow, consider what you're doing. You know, consider. And so often when we're saying that or saying it, I'm sure at that moment we mean it. But then when we walk away, I got to do this and I can't, I have to do that and I have to do this. You know what I'm saying? So we probably need to think about what we're saying before we say it. God is holy. And that's not just picking up on one person. That's all of us need to be careful and mindful, because God very well may hold you and to what you're saying to him. Not for meanness, but you just never know. So give consideration to what we're saying. And we may need to really understand the holiness of God. We do. Our morning scriptures. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 26 of the same chapter, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2, same book. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hey, we can stop right there. Which God, woo, glory be to your name, which God created and made. The Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. We saw that. The only true and living God. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the generations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord God Almighty with me. 2 Chronicles 7. No. We're going to do 2 Chronicles 36. Then we're going to do 2 Chronicles 7. And after reading 2 Chronicles 7:13-14, we'll ask Elder Peterson to come and pray for the nation. God bless you. 2 Chronicles 36, starting at the 22nd verse. Listen. Now in the year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. Hallelujah. Cyrus issued decree for Israel's return from exile. The closing words of 2 Chronicles reminds us that God is in control and God is in charge of everything that happens in the earth. Hallelujah. 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 God is in control. Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7:13. Putting you on that. Second Chronicles 7:13-14. Listen. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God bless. Elder.
Thank you, Lord God. We glorify you. We magnify you and we lift you up. Thank you, Lord God, for this day, this time, this space, this place, this hour, God, hallelujah, that you have allowed once again to come before your mighty throne. We adore you, we magnify, we glorify your name, for you are Lord. Oh, my God, you are God. You were in the beginning. You will forever be God. That will never change. That there is none like you in all of the earth. You're still doing the impossible. So, God, we just thank you for your wonderful works and your mighty acts. Thank you for being forever great and awesome.
Yes.
Oh, my God, as you are, oh, God, we thank you for being the all-wise God, the all-knowing God, the all-seeing God. Nothing gets past you. There's nothing new under the sun. So we thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, God, for your forgiveness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Though this nation may not line up as it should, God, you're still faithful. You're faithful to your word. You're faithful to your promises. What you said still come to pass. So God, we bless you in advance. We glorify you. We magnify you and we lift you up. And thank you, God, for the release of the missionaries. God, thank you for answering for the prayers of the righteous. Oh, my God, a bit much. And God, we attribute it to you hearing the prayers of the righteous. We thank you, God, that we saw it. Oh, my God, we thank you, God, that in this time frame you allow us to experience, oh, my God, how you move, how you deliver, and how you set. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, for how you did it, that you kept them. None of them lost their life. So, God, we thank you for supplying them with the necessities that they need to go forward to help the people where they are. keep them, strengthen them,
Thank you. Keep their
bodies, keep their minds, help them, God, to continue going forward in what you will have them to do. Let none of those things move them.
Oh God, thank you.
You're doing it the way you would give it unto them. God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That you still, God, before the earth was, Lord, before the sun, the moon, and stars was, you were. Oh, my God, you're the beginning and you're the end. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for how you move, what you continue to do. Lord God, we know where envy and strife is. There is confusion and
there
is evil. But God, we come against it. We believe your report and we stand on your word.
Yes, God.
There are so many warnings and warnings and warnings that have gone out. So God, open up the eyes of those in this nation that they will see. God, that they need you, that they will apply the word of God, that they will lean on you and trust in you, leaning not to their understanding. Their understanding doesn't work, but relying on you in everything, trusting in you with all their hearts, and leaning not to what they believe. Oh, my God. Leaning not to their perception. For you have every answer to every question. Everything that's needed is in you. You're able, you're capable, oh, my God. So, God, we thank you and we bless you. Oh, my God, have your way. We need wisdom, God.
Wisdom
from above. Wisdom, God, from the Almighty God, from the great creator, from the one who made man. In his own image, in his likeness, from the one who breathed into man's nostril, and man became a living soul, from the one who breathed into dirt, the breath of life, the one who breathed into a shell, oh my God, and man became the one, oh my God, who made man, who breathed into man, who man didn't even know he even existed. Didn't even recognize who he was. And though man still don't recognize who they are, God, you can shake up, God. You can destroy, oh, God. You can deal with the mind. You can deal with the conscience of man. Oh, my God. In this nation, God, we need more than ever before. So, God, your wisdom, let your wisdom reign over this nation, wisdom from above, wisdom that will direct every area of life, wisdom from above in the White House, God, wisdom from above in the governmental branches, wisdom from above in every city, every state, every country, to guide and help the people, wisdom, God, we need your wisdom, God,
thank
your wise counsel, God, for what your word is, how you lead, how you guide, how you order the steps of man. We need that kind of wisdom, God. Oh, God, we thank you,
God.
No one really knows the power of God. No one really knows your wealth,
God,
you have that your wealth over this nation. And for that, we thank you. But God, you are God. That has been our dwelling place in all generations. God, you have held back so much. But God is yet to be seen. What might be released, but God, we pray, God. Oh, my God, for your counsel. We pray for your direction. God, we pray that you have your divine way. We pray that you move by your power. We pray that souls come into the kingdom. That man, heed to your word. God, it don't matter who they are, what they have. Oh, my God, who they think they are. Oh, my God. God, we need you in this nation. We need you to build up. God, and that needs to be torn down. God, you bring it down. God, cause man to realize and recognize they need to be humble before you, oh God. Surrender all unto thee. Oh, God, thank you for your word, God. Oh, my God, that reminds us that before the mountains were brought forth, ever God has formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Oh, my God. God, we thank you for being God. You be God over this nation. You reign and rule over this nation. We need God the wisdom, oh God. Oh my God, throughout this nation. So God, I speak over this nation with the wisdom of God. Low, that the wisdom of God prevails. Oh my God. The man has his own agenda. Oh my God. Just as you called Balaam to bless the Israelites and not curse them. Oh my God. God, you can direct man. You can direct men and women. You can direct people in this nation to speak wisdom.
Yes,
given from above, wisdom.
Yes,
oh God, instead of having selfish motives and their own selfish agenda, oh God, you can speak, God. Your word goes over this nation, out of the mouths of people, God, who know you, oh God, who contend for the faith, who pray, oh God, who seek your faith. God, there are those who are praying day and night. Oh, my God. Oh, my, walking through their homes praying, God. On their jobs praying, God. Wherever they may be praying, God. And we thank you for them, oh God.
Praying, God.
Oh, my God. For the wisdom of God to prevail over this nation. For wise counsel to be accepted in this nation. Oh, my God. That the wisdom that's pure, God, and peaceable, God. Wisdom from above, oh God, what is needed. Teach us, God, according to Psalms 90 and 12, teach us to number our days, God, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God, let our hearts be applied unto wisdom in this nation.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we need you more than ever before. Help us. Help man to understand. We only have a few days here. Oh, my God. Help man to understand how frail they are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Understand, oh, my God, that it's wisdom from above that is needed. And hearts apply, oh, my God, unto wisdom and doing what's right for the people in this nation. God, we thank you.
But
Proverbs 4:7 lets us know that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all that getting, get understanding, get wisdom, apply wisdom, apply it correctly, apply it that the people may get what they need, that the people may be helped. Oh, my God. Oh, my, that this nation will flourish all the more. Oh, God.
God,
this nation is rich. Oh, my God. Steal, God. Oh, my God. So rich, God, that they can help the homeless. They can help the vets. they can be a place for people, oh God. Yet, God, they spend plenty of money sending people to the moon, oh my God.
Doing
different things, oh God. Oh my God, when they can really help the people in the nation. There is so much need, so much hurt, so much pain. Men and women have been forgotten, been pushed to the bad. God, we got those who have been incarcerated, falsely accused. God,
yes,
they can use the money to help them get the necessary help, the necessary lawyers to help them be released. God, we thank you for those that have been released, but there are others, God, who need the help in this nation. So, God, send forth the help. Send forth the relief. Let your agenda prevail in this nation.
Lord.
Let your word ring forth. Your name, God, rise up in this nation. Your name be heard, oh God. Your name be proclaimed, oh God, over this nation. You are alive, God. You are real, God. So, God, we thank you and we bless you.
Yes,
wisdom is better than weapons of war. Oh, my God,
yes,
if wisdom is applied correctly, God. Oh, my God, so much killing won't take place. People won't be taken from one another if they could only get the wise counsel. Oh, my God, from those that are in place, those that people hear, God, those that even people believe, God. But there are so many lies that have gone forth, oh, God. So, God, counteract the lies with the truth, God. Let your word be known in this nation. Throughout this nation, in every place, oh God, in homes, God, in facilities, oh God, in different places, oh my God, God, our elderly need help, oh my God. We got so many with mental conditions, God, that need help. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Send forth the help, oh, God. Send forth the wise counsel, oh, God. Let wisdom reign, oh, God. Wisdom go forth, oh, God. Use correctly, Lord, God. Oh, God. Thou after God. Wisdom crieth aloud, oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God, we thank you and we bless you. God, have your way in the midst, oh, God. Wisdom from above, godly wisdom, God, is what needed to be applied. Wisdom, oh, my God, according to James 3:17, wisdom. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Wisdom from above is real, is free from pollution, not contentious or quarrelsome, not harsh or violent, but kind. Oh my God. Wisdom full of compassion, compassionate about mankind in general. Those in distress are helped. Oh my God. Wisdom not being biased. Oh my God. People. Oh my God. Wisdom is without hypocrisy, oh my God. My God, those appearing to be what they are not, oh my God. False appearance and being fake, God. Oh my God, we speak against it, God. We come against it, God. We speak wisdom, wise counsel. Wisdom from above, wisdom, God, we need it now. Oh, my God.
Oh my
thank
God.
You, Lord. God, for wise counsel, God.
Thank you, my God.
Found your people to even open up their mouths, God, and come against all that's going on in the world, all that's going on in this nation, God, that will be helped, that this nation line up with the wisdom of your word. Your word stands everything going down but your word. Your word never fails. Your word works, God.
Thank you, God.
So, God, let wise counsel go forth. Let those, even in authority, whatever they may be, teach the wisdom of your word. God, teach us, God. Help us, God. We need wisdom, God, and how to go about daily, God. So thank you, God.
You said ask,
and you give it liberally. You upbraid us not, God. You want us to ask. So, God, let wisdom reign. Let wisdom go forth. Let wise counsel, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We thank you. We bless you for it in advance.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for hearing the cries, the pleas of the people.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my God. You know those that are hurting, God.
Yes,
oh, my
Lord.
God.
Thank
those
you,
that are hurting hearts. Those that are bereaved, God. Those, God, that are truly seeking you in this nation, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Be with those that are hurting and in pain.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I need wisdom, God. Oh,
Thank you, God.
And my father going, what to do and who to turn to, God. God,
bless
help, God. Send help from the sanctuary.
So, God, we thank you.
We bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Help down the way, God.
Oh, God, you be lifted up.
Hallelujah. We thank you for wisdom, God. Let wisdom reign.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God,
Thank you, Lord. Over this nation, oh God, oh God, Lord, my wisdom from above.
We thank you, your wisdom, your wise counsel. Oh my God, is what
we need in this nation.
So God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe you for it. We count it for your glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Almighty God.
Oh, my God.
Thank the Lord. We can ask God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can put ourselves in check. Yes, we can. We can line up with the will and the way and the desires of God. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask the Lord for daily wisdom. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thanking the Lord for opening our eyes that we may see. Yes, Lord, where there is error in our lives. Yes, Lord, and we thank him because our desire is to please our Father. Amen. So we give God glory and thank him. We ask that he return to ever. Hallelujah. And refresh her. Hallelujah. The strength that she poured out. And to refresh her, Almighty God. Elder, we thank God for you and for the prayer that you prayed. And we thank him that it's not in vain. Hallelujah. Our Psalms this morning after the prayer is Psalms 1, starting at the first verse. Bless the Lord. Bless. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Praise the Lord. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Happy. Hallelujah. Happy. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Proverbs 4 and 14 reads as follows. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, 15. Pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. But they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God wants the righteous, wants us to be righteous in this earth. He does give us wisdom and understanding. We just seek it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seek out wisdom of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. And be careful who you get your counseling from. Hallelujah. Be mindful. I don't care if they're saying they know the Lord, but you test every spirit by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Does it line up with the Word of God? Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. God bless. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in joy. Go in the confidence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. God is with you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God keep you. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Know that God loves you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. Again, thank you so much, Elder, for your prayer.